The Super Bowl is set for February 6th, and the coaches for the New England Patriots and the Philadelphia Eagles are hard at work planning for victory. Commentator Frank DeForge says maybe these coaches should be spending more time with family and friends.
Who has the most demanding job in the world? The legendary brain surgeon, the mythical one-armed paper hanger, the president, the pope? No, it is indisputably the football coach. All of them, in college or the pros. How do I know? Just ask them. Football coaches are so tediously self-congratulatory about their devoted work habits. What a bunch of supercilious braggarts. Do you ever read about any football coach who doesn't work from the dark before dawn to the pitch of night, concentrating, cogitating, nose to the grindstone? No time for friends or family or frivolity if you're a football coach. No, sir, all business 24/7, 365, till the cows come home. Football coaches especially love to talk about sleeping in their offices. Typical is the latest certified genius in the fraternity, Nick Saban, just hired by the Miami Dolphins. What was the absolute first declaration that ushered from Coach Saban's grim lips? That by golly, every one of his assistants should be prepared to eat both lunch and dinner every day at their desks. Time waits for no football coach, neither does sustenance, hygiene, faith, sex, or merrymaking. Tote that barge, coach. Lift that bale. And really, all football coaches do is watch films. They watch every play at least 22 times. Gotta see what every player did, every step of the way, every play. ISO, rerun, slow-mo. Then certain types of plays are put together computerized so more late hours can be spent, say, studying all third down over the middle pass routes on a muddy field in the red zone. No moment is left undigitalized. Run it back. Somewhere out there, just one other coach may be watching more film than me and my staff. Are they any brighter? I doubt it. Why, I know it's true because I saw it in the old movie Newt Rockne All-American that Coach Rockne, played by Pat O'Brien, devised a whole new backfield formation on a cocktail napkin in a nightclub watching a line of chorus girls dance and kick. Yes, those were the days when coaches didn't need films to think, to be creative, and they had time to go to nightclubs, too. Isn't it revealing that coaches in other sports have no similar work habits? Only football coaches think that the more they work, the more macho they are. My hours are longer than your hours. In fact, when I heard Coach Saban babbling on about no time off for meals, I wanted to call up Wayne Huizenga, the owner of the Dolphins who'd just hired Saban, and tell him what the late philosopher basketball coach Al McGuire once observed. What Coach McGuire said was, "Anybody who can't get his job done in 35 hours a week is obviously unqualified for the job."
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.